This is KCUR 89.3. The movie Chi-Raq opens Friday. It's about gang violence in Chicago, and it caused controversy long before today. Some people in Chicago don't like their city being compared to Iraq. Others have said the premise is sexist. It's making national headlines as Spike Lee's new movie, but that's only partly true. The script was first written by Kevin Wilmot, a film professor at the University of Kansas. His connection with Spike Lee goes way back, as does his tendency to make provocative films. KCUR's CJ Janovi has the backstory.
More than a decade ago at the Sundance Film Festival, Kevin Wilmot screened his movie CSA, Confederate States of America. It depicts an America in which the South won the Civil War, as told through a documentary by a British film crew.
Dixie, a former minstrel show tune written ironically by a Northerner, replaces the national anthem.
In this mockumentary, Wilmot includes fake commercials for products that really could be sold if we did live in the Confederate States of America, like the Slave Shopping Network.
For the next hour, I am here with Joyce, and she has brought us some of the most incredible servants to pick from today.
That's right, Paula. We have 40 extraordinary Negroes right off the tarmac waiting for you.
And I know one of them's just right for you in your home.
Wilmot's films are layered with really uncomfortable jokes. His point is, we're not far from that reality.
CSA was my statement on the Confederate flag and on this kind of unseen history of the United States, really.
CSA was the movie that got Spike Lee's attention. Chi-Raq came about because of his conversations with Wilmot about a script Wilmot had written based on the ancient Greek play Lysistrata, where women withhold sex until their men stop making war.
Well, I was in the play Lysistrata in college as an undergrad, and it just stayed with me. I thought it was really funny and really smart.
This was at Marymount College in Salina, Kansas. It closed in the 80s.
Great place, great little college. It's crazy that something like that the idea would have originated way, way back there.
Wilmot grew up in Junction City, Kansas. He went to NYU film school and he stayed in New York for a couple years. But he wanted to make a movie about Junction City, so he had to come home. That movie, Ninth Street, was about how people on the edge of society need respect. That was in the late 90s, and Wilmot's been here ever since. The battle for Bunker Hill was his response to the culture of fear after the 9/11 attacks. Jayhawkers was about Wilt Chamberlain and how Lawrence and KU were segregated. And a couple years ago,
this is the amazing and perilous journey toward destination, planet, Negro.
The film starts out in 1939, and black people are so desperate for equality and fairness and justice and for the bad things to end that they're willing to go to Mars. So George Washington Carver creates a rocket fuel with a peanut and sweet potato, and they take off to Mars.
But something goes wrong. They go through a time warp and end up here today with a black president. Wilmot made Destination Planet Negro while thinking about his parents back in Junction City.
My father was born in 1898. He was 60 years old when I was born, and that's just 30-some years after slavery. When Obama was elected, I thought about how my father and mother, if they had seen Obama become president, how insane that would have been for them.
Wilmot's time travelers discover the same thing as the rest of us. A black president doesn't mean the end of racism or a lot of other problems, like the black-on-black violence he tackles with Chi-Raq. It's why Wilmot keeps making these movies, and being based in Kansas and working out of KU has been a way to get his movies made. Wilmot can't wait for Hollywood.
I can't wait for the money to come or for them to figure out that it's actually pretty cool. If I'd been waiting for permission, none of my movies would have ever been made. I mean, nobody wants to make my films, ever, really.
Except now, Spike Lee. That's the good news. The bad news is, Wilmot's dismayed by what he describes as a litany of policies that hurt people, especially poor people, in his home state.
I really love Kansas, but it's kind of sad to live in Kansas these days. It's very depressing. It's not the Kansas I grew up in. You know, it's kind of the new Mississippi, I kind of call it.
But that's another story. Or maybe that's America's story, the one Wilmot's been telling all along. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovi.